Good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, Church of God. Ten 15. Good time. Well, good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing today?
Great.
Blessed and ready to do God's will, right? So, good morning, everyone. I'm Danny Martinez. The guy that you saw with Pastor Brandon, he's my dad. And it's amazing being here, and my dad being over there with Pastor Brandon. He's like, oh, hey, I know those two guys. I'm Danny Martinez. I'm the youth pastor. And as you know, Pastor Brandon is in Honduras being part of God's mission today. As we are being part of God's mission today, being here in Exeter. Let's pray as we go ahead and start. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for whom you are. Because you're our God. You are the one that created us in this amazing, beautiful way. To honor you, praise you, and to serve you, God. And as we go and talk about mission and service, God, we just want to have an open heart, an open mind, to receive from you, God, what you want to say. So, Heavenly Father, thank you for this instrument. Thank you that you are willing to use this instrument for your glory. Thank you, Lord. I declare that you are going to be speaking today. In your name we pray. Amen. So, I'm very excited to be talking about mission and service. I'm going to tell you something that I was told, because when you're a baby, you don't know what's happening around you. But my dad told me that he was a missionary. My mom, they were a missionary when I was born. So he told me every day, you were born in a mission field. So you're a missionary. I was like, okay, nice. So I just wanted to share that with you. My dad told me that I was born as a missionary kid and to do God's will. At that time, I didn't understand that. Now I get it better. So it's good. It's good. I'm glad for that. But he always told me, don't forget about that. You were born in a mission field, so you're a missionary. It's like, okay. And I wanted to add that because today we're going to be talking, as how we've been talking lately, those past Sundays, about mission and service. And when I think about mission, if you ever play a video game, if you ever play in sports, if you ever went to the war, whatever you did, you had a mission. If you are working, you have a mission. You have, you know, something to achieve, right? And God's will is the same. We have a mission every single day. And I hope you're ready for this. So as we continue talking about this, I want to bring up a Bible verse, which is in James 1, 22 and 23. I want to start this as my introduction. You don't have to show it if you don't want to, but this is part of my introduction. James chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. If you have your Bible, you can read it on your Bible. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. So be doers, not only hear. I was thinking about it. We come here every Sunday, Wednesday, or other days. We come, we hear from others. But also I was thinking about James. James is encouraging us to not only hear the word, to not only hear from others, to not only hear from Fondona, how she's been encouraging me, but also to do and be part of God's mission in that way. So being part of God's mission means that by, as you are doing that, you're serving the Lord. And when you are serving God, you're being part of that mission too. Amen? So understanding that, there is no limit for our God. There's no limit for us. Because all is possible for those who love God. Everything is possible for us in God's will. Also, when we talk about God's mission, is I'm going to where I want to talk about, I also think about Matthew 28, 16, 20. And if you want to put it in the screen, please, that would be great. Matthew 28. Matthew 28 talk about the great, most wonderful and great commission given to the disciples by Jesus. And let me tell you this. That wasn't only for the disciples. That has been passing on through the years for us. For us too. So let's go to Matthew 28, 16. Now, the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. 17. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some what? Doubted. Ooh, okay. Doubted, okay. 18. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Ooh, wonderful. 19. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." 20. "Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always." Amen to that. "I am with you always." You are not alone. "To the end of the age." Woo! That's beautiful. Let's go back to the number 16. We see here that Jesus, if we read it now, the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. We can see something here. Very important. They went as Jesus asked them. How many times are we ready to go and do as Jesus is asking us? That's the first question. Right now, we can put it in this way. You and I, we are here as Jesus is asking us every Sunday to come here. Because the 17 said, and when they saw him, they worshiped him. So we come here for God, obedient, being responsible. We come here. The disciples did that. And they worship him. Right? We already worship God. Right? You worship God with your heart. You worship God by singing. We worship him. But some doubted. We might come with doubt so many times. We might have so many questions. We might not understand so many things. But we need to worship God. We need to worship the Lord. They were the disciples. What's the difference between them and us? Well, we're alive, yes. But they were the disciples. They doubted. If they doubted, we're going to have doubts so many times. We might have questions. But don't forget about this. Even if we doubt or we have questions, we need to worship the Lord. Amen? Let's worship God. Through the worship, we might receive an answer. 18. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He's making a statement there. He's saying, "I'm all powerful. I have all this power given to me from God." And after saying that, he's saying, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Go. So I wanted to talk about this because when we come here every Sunday, we're being responsible with God. We know that it's part of our daily or Sunday rhythm to come here to worship him in a deeper way. We might have doubts every Sunday. We might have doubts because in the week, we are working, we are seeing all the type of personalities outside the church. We might have doubts. Why did this person did that to me? Or why did this person is living in that way? Why did this person is throwing trash in my house? I don't know. You might have questions. You might have doubts. But when as you come, let's worship God. Let's worship him. And then After that, I can tell you, and I know you know this, we're going to fill our hearts with the Holy Spirit, and we will be able to go and do God's mission, God's will. Sundays, it's a Sunday that we come to worship God and to fill our hearts, to renew our hearts for the mission. The mission starts right now. After you worship, after you are being filled by the Holy Spirit of God. After you go out, what are you going to do after you go out the church? Well, I'm going to have lunch. Okay. How are we going to show that we are in a mission? And that's what I wanted to bring this shirt. Because we are on mission in community with Jesus. And I wanted to tell you a story about this shirt. I love this shirt. I love to wear this one when I'm going shopping. Because when I'm going shopping and I'm walking, people can see my back. And can you read what my back said? How can I pray for you? Let me tell you, I've been in Walmart and people have been, can you pray for my grandson? This is happening. Can you pray for this? The first time, I'm going to be honest with you, the first time it was so awkward. I was like, But the more you do it, the more we do it, comes more natural for us. So being part of God's mission, that doesn't mean that you, Bob, are going to go with Pastor Brandon to Africa and pray for everyone over there. No. We can go and do it in Walmart. We can go and do it in Exeter. We can go and do it here in downtown. And I'm going to ask Janet for your size so she can make one of those for you. So as you go, you know, downtown, people can see, how can I pray for you? No, actually, you're being part of the mission. And I can tell you, for me personally, wearing this shirt means a lot. Because you need to be careful how you drive. You need to be careful how you walk, how you talk. Right? Because you are representing Jesus. How people is going to know that you are a disciple is by the way how you love others, is by the way how you live. Are we being missional every day? That's a question for us. And after saying this about the shirt, I have another story. I like to tell stories. This story, guys, someone told me this story in Spanish. So I will try my best to say that in English, okay? I know my youth group has struggled a lot. They're like, it doesn't make sense, Danny. But I was practicing this all this week, okay? So this story goes like this. A long time ago, God sent an angel to this little kid, like 8 years old, asking him, God wants to know if you are willing to give your heart to him so you can serve him. He's like, no, I want to play with my toys. Okay, come later. And the angel went back. Later on, when he was like young and strong like Jacob, 23, right? 23, let's say that. The angel came again and he's like, okay, you're ready to play. You are strong. You already enjoy your time. You have a little energy. God wants to know if you are willing to give your heart so you can serve him. No, I want to enjoy my life. I have so much energy. I have so many things that I want to accomplish for me. I want to do this for me, so come later. Okay. The angel went back. I'm doing good, right? I changed a couple things from Spanish to English. Later on, he was in his 40s. The angel came again. So, I came back. God wants to know if you're willing to give your life and if you're ready to serve him. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm running this business. I can't do it right now. I have my family. I have so many things that I'm doing right now. I can't. I'm so busy right now. Please come later when I have more time. Okay. The angel went back. When he was like George H., 100 years old, he came back. And he was like, okay, you did everything you wanted to do. You have time right now. Are you willing to serve God and give your heart? He was like, I'm too old. I have no energy. I'm not willing to do anything. I don't want to. I just want to relax in my house and sleep all day. The story ends like this. There is opportunity for everyone to do God's will. There is not limits for God. There is not limits for us. We can do God's will. Doesn't matter if you're 8 years old, if you're a teenager, if you're, how do you call it, young adult, adult, or a senior person. God is always expecting us to be on mission. Let's not waste the opportunity to do or be part of God's mission today. So as we go out, let's think about it. And let's think, God, how can I do this? How can I be part of your mission today? How can I join you? Because when we are doing God's mission, it's not about us. It's about me humbling myself and coming to God. What, God, do you want me to do? You might say, that's not for me. Okay, God is going to bring something else. You might say, I don't want to do that. Okay, God is going to bring something else. But something that I want to talk to you about is we need to jump out of our comfort zone. Pastor Brandon talked last Sunday about fears. We have fears. Maybe we are not able to do it. We might not be able to do it. I fear I'm not going to be successful. And that's all right. But something that I was thinking too, and that's true, and if you are not agree with me, you can let me know. But we like to be very comfortable, right? That's true. I like to be comfortable on my couch. And someone donated a couch for me, very fancy couch, a lazy boy. I like it. I like to be hanging out there, very comfortable. I don't like to go when it's very hot outside to do God's will, but I have to do it. I'm just being honest with you. I have to do it because it's not about me. Again, I know I say this a lot. Dear brother and sister, I love you so much, and that's why I'm telling you the truth. It's not about us. It's about the Holy Spirit dwelling in us and doing His job, doing His work in us. So we can be little Christ. And this is another question for you. When Jesus sees you, does He see you or Himself reflecting on you? When Jesus sees Danny, John, or me, or you, does He see you, more of you, or does He see Himself reflecting on you because you are doing His will, because you are serving Him? Does that make sense? We need to reflect Jesus every single day by living on mission. So talking about mission, I want to jump ahead to Acts 1, 8, and 9. Something that we need to understand is that we are never going to be able to be part of God's mission or serve Him in our own strength. We're going to fail. We can do that. I want to do this and push hard and do this. No. We need to remember something very important, which is Acts 1, 8 to 9. But you will receive power. You, yes, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, let's say in Exeter, and in all Judea, Tulare County, and Samaria, California, and the end of the earth. Well, the end of the earth. And when he said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and cloud took him out their sight. That was Jesus saying that. Again, that's how you know, that's how we know. It's not up to us. We just need to say yes to the Lord. Do you know that song that goes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord? I grew up with that song. We need to sing it, Jacob. But you, dear sister, you, dear brother, will receive power. Power. Power to say not to yourself. Power to humble yourself and say, yes, God, here I am. That's the power. To understand that it's about God, that's the power to humble yourself. And that's really hard. Because when I was mentioning this to my youth group, because when we are doing things for God, that's what we said, I'm doing this thing for God, we're doing it wrong. And that's why I'm going to that. Because we're not doing this for God. We have to do it with God. You see that? I'm going to do this for Bob. Shh. He's going to come later. I didn't ask you to do that. I don't know why you're doing that. I don't need that. How do you know what God needs if you say, I'm doing this for God? Well, he told me, okay, so you're doing it with God then. Together. That's how we need to do it. Together. So when the Holy Spirit comes to us, we understand what's God's will. We understand what's our mission today. And today I'm not coming here to tell you this is your mission. No. Today I'm coming here to encourage you to seek for that mission and do that mission every single day. You say, I'm tired. Well, there we go. Acts 1:8 said, you will receive power. In a mighty, wonderful way, you will receive power. And I always tell you this story. When I was in Florida doing missions, this lady was dying because of cancer. And I was going there. I was like, I'm going to pray for that lady. Hopefully, I can do this. I went over there. Dude, I started crying because she was actually giving me words of encouragement. She was praying for me when she was dying. I mean, and that encouraged me so much. And when I feel like I can, when I feel like I'm sick, I can do this, I just think about that lady being older than I, being in bed and being so happy and doing God's will. I was like, yeah, she did it. I guess I can do it. Right? There is no limit for God. If we are in God, we can accomplish our mission every day. There is no limit for God. If we are in God, you can accomplish God's mission every day. Amen? But there is a danger or a warning that I want to mention to you. As I mentioned before, being comfortable. So many times, we don't want to be part of God's mission because we don't like to talk to people. We don't like to be around people. Or we just don't want to receive any wrong answer, or I don't know, you can have so many pretexts or things to say. I don't know what you said. What I say sometimes, like, I'm too tired, I'm too busy, I don't want to do that. You know, because I want to be comfortable. I want to be just doing the same thing, the easy things I always do. But when we are doing God's will, when we are on God, being part of God's mission, we got to think about this. And it's something that I think and I want to remind you today. There's a story in the Bible about three people. They were given different gifts. The first one, how many? Three, thank you. The second one, two, and the first, and the last one, one. All these people, they have different gifts. The first one, he started working on it. He understood the mission, and he make more. The second one did the same. The last one, he was like, I don't think he's going to be happy, so I'm going to just be comfortable and just hide this over here. When God is asking us to do something, he knows that we might be capable of one thing. But as we go and do it, you're going to be able to do another one because it's God working on you. And that's only God can do that. You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, God, I'm not good at doing this, but I'm going to do this. And I know as I'm working on this, I might be able to do something else. That's how God works. But if you always stay in the same little thing, you will never grow. Never grow. So that's what I think, and I wanted to share with you guys so you can also, you know, keep that in mind. I know you do it, but I wanted to remind you that today. That as we go, as we do, as we are part of God's mission, we will grow. We will shine because we are reflecting Jesus, not ourselves. Amen? Are you okay? So when we think about going out, today we're going to, after the service, we go out. And as I said, I'm going to ask Jeanette to do a little shirt of this for you. So as you go out, maybe we can go and pray for the whole Exeter one day. That would be amazing. I love to see Doreen and Sam in the morning is praying around. I'm like, they're fine. I don't think they want me to join. That's what I say sometimes. But you know what? It's because I don't want you to do it. I'm just being honest. I'm being honest right now. The best way for you to grow is being honest to yourself and to others so you can work it up. So, let's join those that are doing that. Let's be part of that. If you feel that God is calling you, if you know that God is calling you. I was talking with Julie too, and she was telling me, you know, God will never let you be in peace until you do that. And after you do it, she was saying something like that, you'll feel released and you're going to be like, oh yeah, God, that's why you asked me about this. That's why. That's being part of being a missional person. John Peace, I'm going to use your name, John. Hopefully you don't fall asleep. That's what I'm mentioning your name. No, I'm kidding. John gave me a sweatshirt, socks for girls. I'm not a girl. I don't know why, but he gave me those. And a pair of shoes. And I was like, I'm not going to wear these socks. They're for women. This lady was, a homeless lady was walking by. And God put in my heart, go pray for her. And give her a sweatshirt and a pair of socks. She told me that her husband just died. She's homeless now. And it's been hard for her to pay the rent. I pray for her and I give her those things. She was crying. I was like, just take it from God. And a friend from me gave this to me. I'm not going to use them, but you're going to use them. That's being part of God's mission. John was part of that mission, actually. Together, we did that. You don't know how we can bless others until you start doing it. And until you start hearing God's voice. But remember, we need to receive the Holy Spirit. He needs to empower us every day. Again, today I just want to encourage you with those experiences, with those examples, to be part of doing it. And that's why I told you the story about the little kid and the person. For God doesn't see you as a 100 years old man. God sees you as his creation, as a person that you can do his will. God doesn't see you as a person that is sick. No, he doesn't care about it. He sees you as someone that has so much value and that you can do God's will. You can encourage others just by saying, God, what do you want me to do today? How can I join your mission today? I will give you the homework. You start this week, every day, before you go out, do that. If you haven't done that, do it. As Larry goes in the drive in the truck, God, how can I do your mission today? God will let you know. Those guys over there, pray for them. Oh, I don't like that. But I will. It's hard. It's hard. Let me tell you, I was not excited to pray for that person because we misjudge others. I was like, what if she doesn't look clean? What if? And then God told me, you were not clean before me. You were a sinner. What is the difference between that? Go and do it. And I did it. So I just wanted to say this again to encourage you to be part of God's mission, to serve the Lord. Because guys, I was telling my mom last night when I was talking to her, Mom, I'm so happy that I decided to do God's will. I'm so much happier. I have so much joy than being a computer engineer guy and managing IT. I'm so much happier than that. I have so much joy. When I was working as IT guy, yes, I was making three times more money. I was doing a lot of things. I was getting ready to have a big house. I have a big ideas about this and things like that. But you know what? I was empty. And when God called me, I was like, I was telling the human resource lady, hey, I'm sorry, I have to quit. God is calling me to do his mission. She was like, what? What do you mean? Yeah, I'm leaving. I remember that was Monday. I told her, I'm leaving this place on Friday. If you do that, we can pay you the check of this and this, and we can refund you all this for working for us. I was like, I don't care. I'm not happy here. God did that. I'm just sharing that with you because that was my mission. That's my call. When God is calling you to do something, you got to do it. God will bring the rest. I have the most beautiful, amazing wife. I have a beautiful son that I love so much. He is the most amazing blessing. If you are a dad, you're a mom, you know, understand that. How amazing it is seeing that kid growing, eating everything, eating your shoes, eating everything. I have a different mission now to help that kid to grow. Right? But that wouldn't never be possible to be here in front of you guys, that you are such a blessing for my life, if I never say yes to the Lord. I can tell I will be destroyed, I will be, I don't know, doing so many wrong things. But I'm so happy that I said yes to the Lord. So are you saying yes to the Lord today? Are you saying, God, yes? Again, the reason of my sermon today is to encourage you to say yes, to be missional, to say yes, to serve the Lord, to step out of your comfort zone and to enjoy the goodness of the Lord, to enjoy that, to enjoy how amazing it is. This weekend, the youth group and the youth group, we're going to have a worship time. We're going to prepare ourselves because next month we're going to be praying for people in downtown. If you want to join, just ask me and we can take you with us. Again, there is no limit for God. So there's no limits for you. There is no big things, small things you can do. For God is the same. God's will, mission is the same. There's no difference. It's about Him. Amen? James 2:14. James 2:14. I want to jump ahead to that one. We got it? So James 2:14. If you have your Bible, please open your Bible. If you have your online Bible, please go ahead and read it. And you can highlight it if you want to. This is a good one. James 2:14. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? Faith without work is dead. We can only proclaim that, yes, we're Christians. We can only just pretend that we love each other if we actually are not acting it, if we are actually not living it, if we are actually not doing it. We can pretend, but pretending is not actually being real. So what good is it if someone says he has faith? What good is it if someone says, I'm a Christian, I pray every day. But when it comes to show love, to show mercy, when it comes to pray for that person, we just reject that. That's not doing the work that God is asking us to do. So that faith, James talked about this, that faith, it's dead. It's dead. So we need to work our faith according to the work that we do. And also, we can just think that we're doing so many things for God without faith. They got to go together too. You know, I'm just working this, doing this, doing this. But we need to have faith. Amen? So remember that. He's not only saying, yes, I'm a Christian, but also, let's work, let's do, go and do. Because faith without work is dead. Something else that I want to add, that also James talked about, we need to check ourselves. When we are working, when we are doing, what is our intention behind that? Where is our heart? Does that make sense? Am I doing that just because I want everyone to see me, that I can do that, that I'm really good? No. And I was mentioning to the youth leaders and telling them, and I'm going to be honest with you. I like to be honest. The first days, I wanted to show that I was capable, that I can do that. My heart was in the wrong place. But I can tell you now, God has been working. And every time I do something, I know it's not me, it's God. So every time you do something, remember, God, you deserve it all. It's for you. You are the one doing. Because God chose us today for being here. God is going to choose us. He is the one, the thing that we're capable. He's the one, the thing, brother, you are capable of doing this. You are capable. So let's keep our heart humble. And I know it's hard because the more we do, the more we think we are capable of more. And that's okay. That's okay. But always remember being humble. I love Doreen that she is, Doreen is so humble. I'm sorry I'm mentioning your name. I know you don't like that. See, she's too humble for that. But I love that. I always, and when I say, I remember one time I say something, she was like, no. Just by doing that, she gave me a lesson. Because I was boasting of being good. But just by doing that, she gave me a lesson. That's what I'm saying, your name, with so much love and respect. Because by doing that, now, when people say things, I'm like, no, just glory to God. Glory to God. Praise to the Lord. Because that's a very, very, very thin line, being prideful or humble. I love working for God, as I said before. And again, dear brother and sister, this is encouragement for you to love that so you can see the wonderful things that God has. The wonderful things, the beautiful things that if you haven't been able to do, you're missing. Let's not miss that. Let's enjoy that because it's beautiful. Again, there's not limit for God. So if there's not limit for God, there's not limit for you because you belong to God. Amen? You belong to God. So I want you to say this with me. There is not limit for God. Oh, one more time. There is not limit for God. So there is not limit for me. One more time. Amen. Amen. So now you're ready to pray for the entire Exeter and all these people coming to, you know, to Christ now. And we're going to have the church full of people, so be ready. Right? We'll need more shares. But it's all about God. And also, if we're stepping out of our comfort zone and understanding that we need to be part of God's mission, not our mission. Amen? There's no limits. So I want to conclude with this. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 and 3. Do we have it? 1 Corinthians. Thank you. If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. 2. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to the burn, to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. And I want to end with this. Because we can say that we're doing so many things. We're working so much for God. But if we have not love in our hearts, we're doing nothing. If we have not faith in our hearts, we're doing nothing. So again, this is just an encouragement for us to understand that faith, love, and work are important for God's kingdom. And He's waiting for us to say yes when He comes and send the angel to ask us to join His mission today. Remember, there is no limits for God. And He will bring the power by the Holy Spirit, using the Holy Spirit to power us. But there's a Bible verse that said, are you tired? Ask God for strength. Are you sick? Let's pray for them. Whatever you need, ask the Lord. And He will provide. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank You for Your mission today. Thank You, God, that we can be part of Your mission. And thank You for Your word. Help us, God, to understand that it's all about You, that You want us, God, to join Your mission today. By serving You, by stepping out of our comfort zone, by understanding that it's all about You, God. God, I know we have so many doubts so many times, but we want to worship You. We want to receive the Holy Spirit so we can go out and do Your will. God, if we receive Your mission, as we go with You, because we're not going by ourselves, a stranger of life. Holy Spirit, just come, Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts. Fill our hearts of your love, faith. Take any pride from us. God, we are just here to serve you because it's all about you. In God, we want to reflect you. We want to be that mirror so you can see yourself in our lives. Forgive us, God, for those many times that we have shown more anger, pride, discomfort. Forgive us, God, for those many times. And help us, God, to show the love. The love that only you, Jesus, can bring. And to do our mission. As you, Jesus, did your mission when you came to earth, knowing that you were going to suffer, that you were going to die. You, Jesus, did your mission. And I know there will be no mission like that for us. Because you already did it, Jesus. That was your mission. So help us, God, to understand and hear your mission and just to serve you with our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.